Okay, the topic for today is the concept of Mayim Shelanu. We know that the matzahs have to be made from special water that was lon, that was left over. It's a machlokas in the Rishonim, exactly the definition was that they were 12 hours outside the Mayan, or is it a function of not being in the Mayan or the river at night? I mean, you have to maybe take it out before Shkia or even before Chatzos. So it's a question exactly the Hagdara in the Rishonim. There's a debate what exactly the concern is. Are we concerned that the water is hot and thereby it's going to make it more chametz? Or the Maran Chalava sounds like the nature of water is that it makes chametz. Things that are left over at night are less potent. So the tam of kam, is left over at night. So maybe the water itself causes chametz, and if the water is left over outside its source, it somehow is less potent. I'm not going to get into the science of it, you know, how it fits with science or doesn't. I'm more interested in the nature of this halacha in terms of the longest. So if you look here at the first makar, the Gemara of Sachim on Beis and on Aleph, the Gemara tells Amar Vihuda Ish Latalush Ela Mayim Shelanu. A woman has to, a man for that matter, I guess women were involved in baking, Ish Latalush Ela Mayim Shelanu. Darsha Rav Masna V'Pov Nia. Rav Masna proclaimed this halacha in the city of Pofania. The next day, everybody gave their pails. They said, "Give us water." The word shelanu could be understood in Hebrew as our water. So they thought Rav Masna said, "Use our water." They came to get the water, and he said, "No, I didn't mean mayim shelanu, our water. You know, I meant water that was left over one night." So the Baal Musar point out that it's interesting, because people, it wasn't the first Pesach, they made Pesach last year, the year before, never heard of this. And Rav Masna says, and right away they did it, they didn't ask any questions. So once upon a time, people had more respect for rabbinic authority. Okay, I don't know. Either way, Lamaisa, it's almost like a joke. They thought Mayim Shelanu meant our water, and really meant water that was left over, Shelan, Lashon Lina, that type of water you have to use for the matzah. Then the Gemara says, Darish Rava, Ish Latalish Bechama, she shouldn't make matzahs in the sun, outside. Velo Bechame Chama, and not, don't use water that was heated by the sun. Velo Mayim Grufim Amolier, you shouldn't use water from an urn, even if it's cooled down and maybe we're considered still a little bit hot. Velo Takbiha Yadam in a Tanur Ad She Tigmor Es Kol HaPas. So if she's, you know, washing her hands, she should wash off her hands before she takes more water. You don't want to get any chametz there. Fine. So that was the line I just said. Echad shne kelim. Tigbia yada minatan or ach tigmor es hapas. That means she should be involved with the pas. She shouldn't let the dough sit. That's the first thing. I apologize. Second thing is shne kelim echad shme kateves or echad shme tzanes plus yada. That if you're taking water to put on the flour, on the, you're adding water, let's say, to your batter. So you should make sure that you don't double dip. Fine. The Gemara says all these things are questions of chametz. I mean, if you're going to make the matzahs in the sun, or with water that was heated by the sun, or water from the urn, etc., you have a concern of chametz. Ibarlo avra v'losha ma'u. It's b'chol mishonim what this is referring to. Is this referring to the again, avra v'losha, she did this. Any of these cases? Only the case of Mayim Shelanu. So Amar Lashon Mahu, Amar Mazutra, Amar Mazutra says Mutter. Rav Ashi says Aser. Amar Mazutra, Amina La Tanya in Losis in a Sa'aria Pesach. You're not supposed to wet the kernels before you grind them on Pesach, because we're concerned the kernel, wet kernels, maybe they're cracked, maybe they'll become chametz. In Losis Nifko Aser, if you wet the kernels and the taku were cracked, it's Aser. Lo Nifko Butari, if they weren't cracked, it's Mutter. Rav Ashi Amar Atu Kula Chadim Mechtina. So you see here, just like there, it's mutter b'di'evet. So here, it's mutter b'di'evet. So Rav Ashi says, "Atu kulu chada machtina machtinu." Is it all the same? That's mutter b'di'evet. Over here, it's also b'di'evet. Hechad itmar itmar, hechad lo itmar lo itmar. Here, it's atap also b'di'evet. So the Chokos is showing what's referring to is this, if you made matzahs with mayim shololanu, or is it referring to making matzahs with hot water, making matzahs outside, etc. So Yish Lachkor, what's the nature of this halacha of mayim shololanu? On the board, Mayim Shelanu. Why do we need to use Mayim Shelanu? Water that was out of the river, out of the boar, for 12 hours, for the evening, whatever. So what's the Pasha Chai in this halacha? What's the concern? Chara, from the
first part, it sounds like it was a heat concern.
It's a chametz concern, right? The heat right. concern. Meaning we're worried that the water is going to be hot and therefore it'll make it chametz. So the Pasha Chai is a chash chametz. And that, in fact, is what the Bahag writes in source number 2 of also the Melech Matzah. You have to use water that was left over, left out of Mayim Shalanu. My time out, comment below, Devisi, Chavili, Umechmiya, Leilisa. Right? If it wasn't Lanu, it's Chavil, it's hot. Vechmiya makes it Chametz, makes the Isa, makes the dough Chametz. So Amr Yehuda, Yishalot Talmud, Ela, Mayim Shalanu. So the concern is Chash Chametz. That's the Pashup Shah. But there is another way of understanding this halacha. There is a concept that we're familiar with of shmura. Shmartem is a matzos. There's a concept of shmura matzah. What's shmura matzah all about? So it seems like it's not just a concern of chametz. It seems like there's actually a kiyum of making the matzahs, you know, certainly if you think it requires the shema, but even if you don't require the shema, making the shem mitzvah matzah, making the matzah, a matzah shmura. So this comes from the Gemara 2 Davim earlier, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says in the name of Rava that even though we mentioned before, maybe you shouldn't wet the kernels, even though it's easier to grind, you're concerned maybe you shouldn't wet the kernels. Rava says, no, it's not only mutter, but the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to wet the kernels. Whoa, what's going on? You wet the kernels? Isn't that going to, are you concerned about chametz? Hadarama Rava mitzvah lolus. It's a mitzvah lolus. It's mutter. It's mutter. It's a mitzvah to wet the kernels. Shneimar u'shamartem is a matzos ilo boy l'sisa shimur mai. If you, how do you do shmira? It has to be. There's a possibility of chametz. You have to take a check that it's not chametz. Yishimur delisha shimur delisha lav shimur. If you mean that you have to start counting 18 minutes when you put the you start the kneading process. Now Rav Huna b'tzeikah shemachrim adam amala kreisim mehen v'ashli yochal k'dais matzah makrona. We know that the Gemara says you can eat from b'tzeikah shemachrim. You can eat a matzah that goy made. It's just that you're not going to see the mitzvah of matzah with that. So how do you know it's not chametz? Okay, look, you see that there's a simen simanim that they had cracks that would indicate whether or not it's chametz or not. So the Gemara says, "B'tzeikah shalochrim adam malak kreisu mihen." Uvashi yochel kazayis matzah v'achrona. The kazayis for afi kolman that has to be from shmur matzah. V'achrona in b'rishon alone. My time, mishum del avar hashimur. So the mitzvah matzah, that has to be shmura. But any other matzah doesn't have to be shmura. It says the Gemara, v'avi shmur me'afia. So maybe you can do shmur from the afia. El alav shmamina, shmur me'ikara v'ina. You need really shmur me'ikara. My dumma shani hasim v'ina denachis l'shmur, lav l'shmur, aval heicha v'ina denachis l'shmur, av l'shmur, hachanami l'shmur l'lisha av l'shmur. V'lavi l'hadari, Rav, the Gemara says, and then Rav didn't renege, he told the people who were cutting the wheat, when you pile up the wheat, you know, after it was cut, they would pile it, make it into piles. Hafichu l'shum mitzvah. Al maksavar shimur meikara mitchilasa v'atzofo be'inam. There's different gears of hafichu l'shem matzah, l'shem mitzvah. So there's some type of concept of shimur that exists, the concept of shmura matzah. Now, like I said, shmura matzah on a basic level is being shmura from chametz. But it seems like it's not just a technical thing, there's an actual kiyum involved. So the suggestion is that the concept of Mayim Shalanu isn't just because of the chashash chametz, but maybe it's din and shimur. What do I mean by that? There's an actual part of the mitzvah of shimur. Again, especially if you assume that we don't halacha, you're going to make l'shem mitzvah, maybe part of the experience of making matzahs is also taking the water and having it left over one night outside the boar. That's the kiyum in shmir. And the Sefer HaMani actually holds this way.
Like a
it could be it's a kiyum doraisa.
The thing has to be shomor.
Yeah, I mean, part of the whole experience of matzah and chametz is that we have to stay very far away from. It's a great extreme. You know, the halachas of chametz are unique in that there's valiroa and there's a mashu, and we're very very. You know, we don't hold talmud fkam in Ashkenazi. We're very 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 machmir. So it could be that part of the again, the Rambam has chametz u'matzah. Right? So, one before this, here is dinner ma'ish lanu dinner in chametz, meaning, we're just worried it's chametz. Or no, maybe it's dinner matz, meaning,
the matzah has to be made
with an extra level of shmira, some kind of concept. Again, it depends how you define it exactly. It has to be defined. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying right now, I'm just calling it the neshimor. The Ma'ani says explicitly, oh, kevin shal hutru b'tzeka shal goyim, nimsa she isra ma'im shalonu, shalolonu, eina mishum toras chimutz. Says the Ma'ani, if you're allowed to eat matzah that a goy made. Now, Rashi learns that's a case where you go to the goy's house and you taka, see a matzah on his table, and you look at it, no cracks, you eat it. Many of you showed him to know that the Rebbe Chanan said that means that the goy made it in your house, and you know it was made with proper ingredients, and it was they made kadas kadin. You can't just go into a goy's house and eat a cracker because you look at no cracks. But Rashi learns not like that. Rashi, the fashion of the Gemara, but seikah shel nachrim, and you're allowed to eat. So, what type of water did the seikah shel nachrim was it made of? The goyim didn't draw the water the night before. The goyim just drew water and then made matzah, and you're allowed to eat it. Says the Ma'amish, it must be, we're not concerned about chametz. We're not really concerned about chametz. Because you wouldn't be allowed to eat b'tzeikah shel akum if it wasn't made with ma'am shalanu. Must be, einam toras chimutz, elam yishum shimur, dechsiv, v'shamartam samatos. So the Ma'amish says explicitly that the concept of ma'am shalanu isn't the din in hilchas chametz, rather it's in hilchas matzah. Right? It's not a din in chash chametz, it's a din shimur. Seder?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to discuss a couple of nafkaminas briefly to this question. The first is whether or not this din of Ayishalon is din deraisa or din derabanan. So if you look here in the Shari Tshuva, it's him in Taf Nun Hey, he quotes the Rav Yosef, who quotes the Mahari Molcho. I wasn't sure, I looked online, there was a Rav Yosef Molcho from Greece, and then there was a grandson of Yaakov Molcho. So I don't know, the Ri Molcho. Anyway, he quotes the Ri Molcho. Is that right? Okay. So apparently it was a Choshev family, the Molcho family. So he has a Ksavyat, Shuvah Ksavyat, Shemutar Lomush B'mayim, Sh'akam Omer Misich Levituma Shalanu, B'beso. So we don't know if the water really was lan or not. The guy says it was. So the Mari Molcho says that if you're not sure if the water was Takalan, the guy says Misich Levituma, there was lani from Yisomech because it's din d'raban. He's assuming the deep deed for Ma'ayim Shalanu is din d'raban. Says Sari Shuba v'nira d'vadei ein lotzis v'mitzvahs elu v'matzahs elu yidei chavoso v'layla rishona. That by shimur l'shei mitzvah v'harei ein kan shimur. What's the Sari Shuba say? First Nachmina. Chomer etin. Is it a din d'raisa or a din d'raban? The Mari Malchus says explicitly, it's din d'rabanan. It's a chashash chametz. Again, it's not a real chashash. If it was a real chashash, it would be asur d'raisa, safek d'raisa l'chumra. It must be like there's 1% chance, a 0.5% chance, the 0.05% chance that it's chametz. So we draw one more machmir. So says the Mari Malcho, if a goy says v'sichl v'sichl v'tumo, we can be so mechanic. It's only the drabanan, it will be so mechanic goy v'sichl v'tumo. Whereas the Shari Tshuva says mapitom. So this Shari Tshuva by Shimur l'shem mitzvah very ein kan Shimur. He's assuming l'chora that's a din d'oraisa. It's in the d'oraisa. We can't be somech on the guy. So if it's a din in chashomets, it's only drabanan. Whereas if it's in Shimur, it would be d'oraisa, and you could not be somech on the guy. You see a chafi too. Okay. Second nafkamina is the question of whether or not Ma'ayim Shalanu is necessary for the whole Yontif, or only for the mitzvah matzah that we use on the first night, or the first two nights in Chutz Laretz of Pesach. So you have over here the Tshuva Sagaonim. It's also called Shai Tshuva. Shai Tshuva is a compilation of Tshuva Sagaonim, not to be confused with the Shai Tshuva we just mentioned on Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. So the Shai Tshuva of the Tshuva Sagaonim has the following question. Shisha'altem people have to be careful on Pesach to use Ma'ayim Shalanu. Perush and Nishavu mi esmo, water that was drawn yesterday. V'lanu v'layla. V'lumacha yosh v'lash v'hem. V'havu ban da'amri. T'ham Ma'ayim Shalanu l'ba'inan el l'trei yome kim kamay de pischa. Some say only you need on the first 2 days. These are Gaonim and Bavel. We're talking about Yom Tov Sheni. You only need the first 2 days. V'anamu chazinan lan achi. V'lav hachi. I'm not sure what ches vav. I think maybe chayim chayim. It's not true. It's not true. Daha amru b'gemara d'ishol talush elam ayim shalom. It doesn't say the first day. L'ka mishani bein yomi kam l'shar yomi. The Gemara never makes this distinction. L'chor the whole yantif you need ayim shalom. L'stalik amri yakulu yomi d'piska. The entire yantif you have need ayim shalom. Or the time of mai k'amar b'in and ayim shalom. G'yechid l'lichmetz. V'chemet l'hachi. What's the reason? Because of chametz. There's a small chance that it might be chametz. It came in the hachi. L'shanion b'isr chametz b'in yom l'kama l'shar yomi. If it's a shash chametz, there should be no difference in the first day and the other days. So saying nafkamina, is it only a din in Yom Rishon or kolacha? So if it's a shash chametz, should there be a distinction?
No, no way.
No way, right?
No.
Ein lechalek, need it for the whole yontif. Whereas if it's in the shema, when the shema are necessary, again, this is a big debate. The Rambam takes shmura as the whole year week, but many assume the shmura is only necessary in the halacha for the first night, the first tzais, the last tzais, the first night. Rak b'leil pesach for the mitzvah of matzah. Okay. Now it's actually interesting. I mentioned before, Batseka Shal Nochri. The Gemara says, Batseka Shal Nochri, Adam Yossi, Adam Mawala Kreis Omehan, right? Vavad, Sheyochel Kazayis, Matzah Be'achrona. You have to, sounds like you can eat the Batseka Shal Nochri. So, it wasn't Mayim Shalanu. So the Ran held, the Manik held, this is a Raya, Shemayim Shalanu is Din Shimur. It's a diet, and it's only necessary for the last kazayis. The Ran quotes, and I'm sure I quote the Rabbi Hanan on the sheet here, the Efshar Lomer, the Ayin, the Vasekh Shal Goyim, Mayri Shal Nilosh, with Fenein, with Mayim Shalonu. It wasn't like the Goyim made it from their own water. The Goyim did it in our house with our water. So that's why, because if you hold the Kesach Chametz, you would never be allowed to eat it if it wasn't Mayim Shalonu. Right? If you hold the Zin Shimor, so of course you can eat it. The last Kazayis, Safi Kolman, the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah, according to some Rishonim, Safi Kolman, that you eat from the Matzah Shmura with Mayim Shalonu, and the first part of the meal you'll have from Matzah that was made with Mayim Shalonu, because it's not a Kshash Chametz, it's only a question of Shimur. Right? Okay. Fine. Another nafkamina, din of a person who, b'di'eved, or b'mezid, Rishoge, was Losh. Halosh b'mayim shelo lanu b'mezin or shogim. What's it then if you either ignore this halacha intentionally or mistakenly, and you take regular water and you make matzah from regular water? What's the halacha? So I mentioned before there's a machlokas. I don't understand the bialu. The Gemara in the first source, the fourth line, ibayalu of Rav Elasha Mao. Avra Lavalasha, and we pass on the Karamashi that it's Asr. What is Avra Lavalasha talking about? So if you look at Rashi there, Rashi is Avra Lavalasha b'chamin. This isn't talking about Mayim Shalalanu. This is talking about if you use hot water. Before they spoke about Chama and Mina Grufin, Mina Mulyar, etc. So Rashi learns that the Avra Lavalasha is talking about if you use hot water, and that we take hold as asr, but l'chora if you use mayim shalolanu, we have no raya that it's asr. But Rav Chananel there says it's talking about all the cases. So verse number 9: of v'lasha bechamin, of mayim grufin, of be'elu kulan. All these types of water, including mayim shalolanu, my parshat Ravashi, of v'lasha asr bechamin l'kvaseh. So there's the machlokas we shown him if the eved of v'lasha is asr. According to Rashi, l'chora it's unclear. Could be that's fine. The Gemara only spoke about Avr Balasha, but Mayim Chamin. Whereas according to Rabbi Chananel, Avr Balasha is also Asr. So you tell me, Avr Balasha, amazing, Bishoge, again, part of it may be that maybe there's a Knas if you did amazing. But let's say Bishoge. If it's a Kshash Chametz, what should the halacha be?
I mean, we said it's a Kshash Terabon, though, right?
It's a Kshash Terabon, but it's a Kshash.
I mean, a Kshash Terabon, but the Kshash. Shash Darabon was something Daraisa, so
Lachar Shem Yasser. Whereas if you say it's a din in Shimur, So yeah, let's look at the Ramanic, source number 10. Vim Avra Malasha of Elu, Viskarn of Issa Gravashi, who Basra, the Avra Drabanan of Kantinan. So this is Bemezi Draconis. The Dama of the Tekash Shal Gaim, Shuhutru. So the Avra Layo Drabanan. So the Tekash Shal Gaim, then he's learning the Tekash Shal Gaim, the Gaim made in their house, without Maim Shalanu. It's Mutter, because he didn't do anything wrong. You just went to their house. But if you violated the Drabanan, Bemezi will give a Knas. Yish Lomer, the Hani Mili Avra Malasha. Vim Nishmechua Maim Shalanu. Right, they got the your regular water. You have to eat. They would make masses every day, so the water spills. So you need to eat, so you take my shalolano. It's not a problem, but the evidence is okay. Oshachacha v'losha, the woman forgot, the man forgot. Mutaras hamatzas shalosha v'mayim shalolano. The ain kan tama the knas. The whole his reason is also because of knas. They violated the din rabban. They violated the din. Mid the havi abitzekos shalgoyim shniloshu v'mayim shalolano. V'shar the telekat tama the knas of other malik crazy man. For the came to Hutru with Seka Shogoyim, Nimsa, she's a wife Shalolan, as I said before, Ain Mamishum Taras Chimuts, Elly Shum Shimur, the Chiva Shaman of Zamatos, came in the law Shar, Efshar, Shar. So the Manik is saying that if it's a din in Shimur, it's only a din lachatchila. It's ironic, it's a din doraisa, we said before, but it's maybe only a din lachatchila. So with the Yemen, it's Motor. Again, if it was amazing, we'll get a Kasra Rabban. But the Yemen, so it's very interesting, we have a halacha here. That when it's a chash chame, it's a chash drabban, it's a small chash. But that chash, b'dievet, is going to be asu. You talk, it's a chash. Whereas if it's a din d'oraisa, it's a keel. You're supposed to make the matzah this way. If you didn't, it's still matzah, and l'chora, you're still able to eat them, and maybe even for the seder night. That's the question, you know, how far you push it. You know, is it going to be ma'akeh for the seder night as well? Okay. And even if you hold the attack of the matzah is asr. Let's hold it's asr. Is asr b'achila or is asr b'hana? L'man da'amar asr ma'u b'hana. Meaning, I made matzahs for mayim shalolan. So we're going to eat ma'achim. We're not going to eat it. Do you have to burn it?
What do you think there would be a chiv of B or a chiv of... What do you think it could be asr, that's asr b'hana? But that vadei chametz, okay.
But even if safei chametz, even safei chametz, if it's a chashash drabanu, there's chametz... So l'chor you have to invite it.
I'm saying we're looking at it as like a real chash that might potentially become.
I mean, it seems like there's a small percentage, like not enough to warrant a safek d'oraisa, but on a drabanan level, it's a safek. So if you look here at the Hagos Hamanios, it says miu heicha mehai the cost of osur lemechel mehai lechamea mashma shadai b'zeh neser selechel aval b'hanam miad kodem shiyaval yinechim l'tzmir l'shar. Says the Gazman, yes, if you don't really think there's a serious chash that it's chametz, you can matter about it. You can give it to your animal. You can give it to a guy.
Does he kavi kodim shiyav le dechimots?
Well, hana miyad kodim shiyav le dechimots. We're not really concerned. Meaning, it was mayim shalolanu, but there's no real reason to be concerned. This is really chametz. Then you can muse it behana. But the Sefer Aniyar, which was written in one of the Balatos, we're not sure who wrote it. One of the Balatos wrote it in France. It's actually a Rebbe in the yeshiva, Gershon Apple, who put it out about 20 years ago. So the Sefer Anir, Simon Vav says, "Vim avra v'losha mayim acherim oru v'oseinu atzarfasim sh'osuros hamatza vim losha kodem hayom," meaning or before the morning, it wasn't lanu the whole night. "Horer Rebbe Mechiel and Rebbe Mechiel of Paris sh'yisrfu hamatzas." So Rebbe Mechiel of Paris assumes they have to burn the matzas. So if it's a din shimur, then l'chora, even if we're going to be machmir, to say it's usher to eat, l'chora's for sure, mutter, v'hana, there's no real chash chametz. It's just a kiyum, it's a kiyum. Whereas if you think it's a chash of chametz, then ulai, and I see you're not so, it's not mukhrach, but ulai, it's usher v'hana, it's not really to explain it in Yechiel, he says it's usher v'hana, you have to assume that way to explain that sheet. Could just briefly, a couple more nafkaminas, chashuk echemen, zilbushkin, an interesting question, she'elam, L'hoyu l'mayim shalanu, v'loash et ha-matzah mayim shu'gilim. Achach matzah matzah sh'nilosh v'mayim shalanu. Kama mo'us y'ba'as v'ez k'day liknos et ha-matzah si'akarot sh'nilosh v'mayim shalanu. So a person didn't have matzahs from water shalanu. They used mayim shalolanu. Okay, they're kosher. We can pass in the b'dyevish, certainly if you're stuck. So okay. Now he finds in the store regular matzahs that were made with mayim shalom. So we have a principle that for a mitzvah, you're supposed to be mevazbeis, you know, for a hidur mitzvah, ashlish. So So we have to spend ashes. Let's say it's more than shlish
of the item's value.
Yeah, meaning if you have an esrog that's a kosher esrog that's 20 shekel and $20, and you have one that's nicer for 30, people spend a lot more on esrog. But the mikra din, you don't have to invest more than shlish. When it comes to a mitzvah's essay, to do a mitzvah's essay, if you don't have enough money, you have to spend up to chomesh and chasav. Person has assets, spend up to 20% of your assets to a mitzvah. And if it's a los essay, there's a concern of los essay, you should spend all your money. Again, not all your money mamish, but all your money. You know, obviously, you have to make sure you have a place to live, you have to have food, but you spend a lot of your, most of your money not to violate, to violate a lot. So, how do I look at this matzah they made with Mayim Shel Alonu? So, if you look here at the bottom, the last second last line, it will be in the name of Sheyesh Bo Chash Chometz. If Yisrael Misavish and Tzavach Lebazvah is Yoser, leaving us a matzah, Shinoh Shem Mayim Shel Alonu. Ki lo rak hidra mitzvah yesh kan, el chashash iser, sha'al ka chayav adam litein kol amono. Says Rav Zilberstein, you have to spend your entire savings, or almost your entire savings, to buy a matzah that is made of mayim shalonu. Because the mayim shalonu, because the matzah you have that's made with mayim shalolanu, is a chashash chametz. It's a chashash chametz. Wow. Okay. I mean, there's a question. It's a chashash drabanan. So, you have to give all your money to not to violate the iser drabanan? Could be. It could be that, that any Isser, even if it's a Drabanan, you have to give up all your money, or most of your money. So, Lameisa, what Zilberstein is basically saying here, he's taking one side of this Chakira, right? What's he saying? He's saying very clearly that the concern is what? Chash Chametz. If you mean over here, Kama Yabaz Beis, you already have regular matzahs. They weren't made with Mayim Shel Alonu. Says in Lubishin, spend your savings to buy the Mayim Shel Alonu matzahs. Kolamono, close to it. Whereas if you think it didn't Shimor, so at best, I mean again, it probably depends how you slice it. Is it a din in Hidr mitzvah? Or is it a din Chomesh? Because that's really the Ikar mitzvah, depending on whether you think it's really Mahakim the first night, or just in could say theoretically that you're supposed to do it this way. If you already did it, you already did it. And your Yotzei, just to say. Just briefly, there's a question in the post-game about bittul. The person had, 10 gallons of Mayim Shel Alonu and 6 gallons of Mayim Shel Alonu. Can they mix? Can you mix them? You need more water. 10 gallons is enough. You need 16 gallons. Are you allowed to mix them? Is that bittul iser? L'chatchila? Is the mutter do that? And likewise, let's say the person didn't have Mayim Shel Alonu, but they put it in the fridge. So that's cooled down. The whole point is it should cool down. Again, once you look at the whole Gemara Chalva, that it's really a way of somehow making the water less potent, less. The pashtus is the most
important. You need time.
Yeah, any time. You need less lager. But the most important holds is the question of sort of heat. You put it in the fridge. Put it in the freezer. So you put it in the freezer for half an hour. It's freezing. Is that good enough or not? So Reliashiv here says, hey, the Lanu Bikira Rebekari Efshar Degam Lomahani. He's not sure, maybe it doesn't work. The Einanu Bikim Beteva Adavar. After Gam Bishal, you shall base shows Neshach Halayla, Rak Ozpag, Hachamim was maybe you need 12 hours, you need half the night. You want a map of everything, one 12 hours, one the night. So he's concerned that maybe our fridge isn't enough. And that's because this big Bachok is never shown him if Bittul works. Most of the time, hold Bittul does work. And there's some that sound like that there's no Bittul by Mayim Shel Alonu. So again, if it's a question of Chash Chametz, Bittul and Mikarer, fridge. If it's a question of chash chametz, the lechor is totally in what? In the metzias. So, again, Rashi says that we don't know the metzias. Maybe we think it's cold, but really inside it's hot. I'm not sure to understand exactly what the concern is. But whereas if it's in shimur, it's pashut lechora. That you need part of making matzahs, you need to do shimur. Shimur means, as Chazal told us, shimur means mayim shel alonu. So it's very nice to put it in the fridge. It's -5. It's wonderful, but in the end, you didn't do shimur. Shimur is a special halacha. The certain gedarim have shimur's done. L'chara, you would not be sufficient.
Whereas Rabbi Yashiv would hold l'chara if you did, go back in the time machine and talk to the Amara Tanav and Amaram, and they would tell you the deeper hesber of it, then her fridge might be totally fine. If the man would say, no, it's just about making me cold.
Right. So he's concerned he doesn't know the mitzvahs. But if you know the mitzvahs, you'd be okay. I'm arguing that if it's in the shimur, l'chara, it's not enough. Because shimur might have a special gather to it, potentially. You talk to them. And then lastly,
what would we say usually when item is suffix? Let's say it's like, suffix busser, suffix chalav, and it falls into the other type of thing. Meaning, is that to make an afkamin in bittul, or we have to treat it in suffix like the thing that would be bad? Meaning, let's say I have something, I'm not sure what it is, and it falls into a pot of fleshy food.
Right.
What's the din and bittul there?
Well, it depends what, I mean,
it depends on what chashash would be?
Yeah, is it chashash rice, chashash rabbanan, you know, they're...
Let's say I have a chashash for, I don't know what the mitzvah is. The case would be, but I have a 50-50 suffix. I guess it's easier with meat, I don't know. I have a suffix whether it's meat falling into milk, and I have a suffix whether it's meat or not, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It could be meat, it could be...
Well, there's a concept of lamach sakina and isura. Lamach sakina and isura means that we assume that things are okay until we know otherwise. So
right.
if you don't have a latest esophic, a real esophic, then you wouldn't answer. I don't know if a fake beef is so common, so maybe it looks like beef, it smells like beef, it's probably beef. What are the chances it came from the lab? I don't know. It's an interesting question. So what's the shaykhus to this, though?
No, I'm saying because this water, meaning if we're talking about mayim shalom falling or going into regular mayim, we're treating mayim shalom as it's like already suffic comments?
No, it's not some chametz, but the question is, if it can create chametz, meaning the mayim shalolano can create chametz. So the halakha question is, can I even vatu? That's the din of the Rishon, and I've already been the Rishon already.
I mean, I thought
for
a second
we
have to treat it as a chashash, maybe.
No. It's just a question of the chetil. You say it's iser, it's not usser, so then mela, maybe you couldn't vatu it. Most of you are only allowed to vatu it.
The difference of all the nafkamim we discussed till now and the nafkamim of the water is that once you get to after the matzah is baked, then you have a chashash chametz. Over here, you have a chashash machmetz. Maybe
right.
It'll make it chametz down the road.
Right.
The matzah is all we're talking about. It already might be
right,
chametz.
Right. It's a different stage. It's a different stage.
Yeah.
Just lastly, another idea from the Sefer Aniyar. He says, "Olam tzarech mitzvah matzah, tzarech sheiva like a Yehudi l'shem mitzvah." You have to go. A Jew has to go, and this is what we're knowing. A Jew is showing the water l'shem mitzvah. So that very much fits with the idea of shimur. Meaning, if it's a chash chametz, who cares who pulled the water out of the pit? In the end of the day, it was there for 12 hours, one night, shine. But if it's a din, part of the mitzvah of shimur, so it makes sense, you have to do the shivah lishma. Like the Sefer Aniyar says. Okay, so basically what we saw here was this basic question, how do you look at Mayim Shalano? Is it a chash chametz? Again, a chash on a drabana level, a very small chash. Or is it a kiyum of shimur? To be using Mayim Shalom as a kiyum of shimur, again, it has to be defined what shimur is in general. But additionally, I'm going to show you about this, and we've discussed a couple of nafkamina. I just want to conclude with the Ger Rebbe, the Chaim Menachem. He was the Ger Rebbe, he was nifted, I think, in the 90s when there was terrible bombings in Eretz Yisrael. He was a crazy, fascinating story. He was very star from the Tsar of Am Yisrael, and he didn't tell us dying. Was like Purim, he basically knew he was going to die.
Wow.
And he didn't wake up. And it's a very special story. In any case, he writes it like this fascinating thing. This actually fits very much in base Kur. Kur, of course, came from Kotz, came from Peshischa. Shari inyan ha-mayim shalanu hu ha-shiflus. Mayim shalanu is shiflus. De'isa matza remez anius, v'pashtus. Levatel as atzmo legamen shem yisparach. So matza represents pashtus to mevatel ourselves Hashem, and the Mayim Shalano also represents that the shiflus. V'yisibus fasemes, he quotes his grandfather, great grandfather, that v'nichi makom kavov v'holchim l'makom navach. That water always is pulled by gravity, always goes down. So water represents shiflus. Mayim tochel kavaron, mayim also is clear. You see what you get. There's no facade. It's all real. Mayim minaki, mayim makes things clean. Matzah is our kemach and mayim. Matzah is just kemach and kemach and mayim. Kedisa Rishonim she's a mora inner pashtus. Ayim Gemara shamayim etein legamrei gabi isa sharemez levatel atzmo legamrei l'Hashem yisparak. L'figach savru shemekor shiyu yicholim lepachas l'mayim who ate the lover of Masna. Shaya gadol ador. That's the answer of Rav Masna. Why did they want the water from Rav Masna? Because Rav Masna was the gadol ador. These pashtusa the motion called Rav Masna. They went to the gadol to get the holy water to get the madrega of shiftus. Amar, what does Rav Masna say? No, don't come to me. Ana v'maya devisu l'amri. You have to use your own water. You have to do it yourself. I can't come to the Rebbe to get a madrega. You have to do it yourself. Everybody has their own pekel of averus. Everybody has to do their own cheshbon and nefesh. Olam omrim chinisavar me'arim from the first Ger Rebbe. Shkasha hayu bayim avreichim lerbunim mishpeshischa. Pam rishon hayragil omar lehem sovrim atem shabayim lerebbe kineisha rebbe yitem madregas. You're coming to me. I'm going to tell you that you should be a balmidas and you should be a masvin. No. Kodem sovrim rebbe lelamidas kam shetichapsu eitzal atzmachem. It's your job, right? The break The reason the Yehudi left the Choze is because Chassidus became very, very popularized in Poland. And people would just come to the Rebbe with a kvittel. That was it. Where's the Avod Atzmi? The Yehudi left, and his Talmud was the Rabbunim, his Talmud was Kotzker and Gur. It was about Avod Atzmi. Alechem Adas Maase Shalav Isaac Rav Yankos. It's a famous Maisa. Shechalom Kshish Otzer Talmud Beprag. V'nas Lovesu L'shem L'chapis Otzer. Rav Isaac Rav Yankos, again, his father's called Yankos. So Rav Isaac Rav Yankos, he was Isaac, the son of Rav Yankos, went to Prague because he had a dream that the Otzer is in Prague. He gets to Prague, he meets a Yid, he says, oh, I heard there's Otzer here. He says, Taka, I had a dream that there was a Otzer by the house of Isaac of Yankels in Krakow. Pshigila Prague, Pakshu Otzer, Vashom Ach Machabi, Schiv Malo, Chalomo Amar Lo, Ani Chalati, Shetel Yehudi be Krakow, Mashem Rav Isaac of Yankels himself. So where's the Otzer? It's by you. You don't have to go to the Rebbe. Every person has to look for themselves to find the Otzer. Shamazo Sharf Lebesel Kipes Isl Aswas Otzer Umatza Sir Klitin Amidos Hachin Asmo Kalinanov Zeosh Amar Mayim Shalanu Mayim Shalanu Mayim Devisu. Everybody has to look for themselves to figure out where their chametz is, how they could rectify their chisronos, and how they can work on themselves to become better Avdei Hashem. Seder, have a wonderful Yontif.
Well.